Please raise your hand and I will call on you. We will start with Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Tori. Are you still out of breath from your running this morning? It looks like you're recovered.
I am. It's tough. It's altitude's getting me for sure.
Do you have a starter for tomorrow yet?
We don't, not yet. We are still, I'll have that announcement for you after the game. I apologize. We got to get through today's game. There's a lot of moving parts to making that announcement. I'm sure you guys are aware of what I'm talking about. So let me get that information to you as soon as possible, right after the game. Couple health updates. We're still working through the next steps for Luke Weaver. Just good baseball conversations where we're trying to figure out what the best plan is for him. Cole Calhoun had those four or five at bats yesterday in the B game and is off today. Joe Mantiply has been cleared by MLB and will be joining us here today in Colorado. He will not be here in time for the game. There's going to be a bullpen involved, that type of stuff. So we're trying to get him ahead of things. Be nice to see him again, get him back here and have a conversation with him about how he's feeling.
Tori, with Calhoun, is he just tracking pitches and swinging and not running out of the box or playing in the field or doing anything like that?
Yeah, I don't think he's gotten to that point yet. I think the next steps will be to allow him to go out and play full innings. But for right now, they're just the live ABs.
Jody Jackson.
Hey, Tori, I know you mentioned the other day that Merrill was feeling better, but I was wondering, so how does that work today? Does he have to have a negative test before he can rejoin?
Yes. So I think he's on day 8 of a 10-day shutdown. and then after several tests, I know that there's a procedure that he has to follow. Once he gets that information and gets to Major League Baseball, there's a committee there that will clear him. And it's a very strict protocol. And he's got to follow through with his testing, which he'll get done. But for right now, he is quarantined for 10 days. So I don't think he's been able to get out and get tested. I've had conversations with him over the past couple of days. He seems like he's full of life and feeling very good. But when possible, we'll get him tested and begin that procedure so we can get that information to Major League Baseball.
Nick McCorrow.
Tori, I was wondering about how you kind of thought through the I think it was the eighth inning, maybe it was the ninth, I forget, with Rojas and Van Meter, and they intentionally walked Rojas to get to the Ahmed spot. Mm-hmm. Could you have done it the other way around, or do you think that they maybe wouldn't have walked Van Meter? I guess either way, you'd have maybe taken the chance of getting Van Meter in that spot. But I was just curious how you thought through it and why you went with it the way you did.
Yeah. Good question. Real good question. Those are conversations that we're having inside of the dugout. We wanted to make sure we were going to get the right guy in the right position, the opportunity to swing the bat. David matched up very well with Bard. He's hit him very well in the past. We felt like he was first out, and then we got a little bit of a bonus. We got a runner on, we got a man to second base. And we figured between Rojas and Van Meter that we were going to be in good hands. I know that it would have been nice to have, in your opinion, Rojas, swing the bat, but there was limited predictability as to what they would do. I know Buddy doesn't typically intentionally walk batters here in this ballpark because of the extra traffic. It's very dangerous. So we were just taking a calculated risk. So there was an option to send up Van Meter first. But we decided to go the other way. And, you know, when you're organizing your thoughts and you're getting this information to the players, you try to lay down what is with the player so they can start to get their mind wrapped around what's going to happen. And, you know, the plan adjusts, it'll adjust at bat to at bat. And we were having discussions about the possibilities and, you know, different things that were, you know, that were capable of coming up. We just felt like between Rojas and Van Meter, we felt very good either way. Good question. Great question.
Wait, Nick's been throwing some Syracuse zones at you last year. Sorry.
No, I'm going to go the Northwestern 2-3 trap, zone trap. Yeah. That one was at that level. But those are great questions. Look, those are conversations that we start having prior to the inning even starting, because we got to let these hitters know, go get ready. This is what our plan is. And those things are talked about 15, 20 minutes before they actually happen. And it's fun to watch it unfold, and especially rewarding when it works. But there's a strategy to what we're doing, and we map it out well before it happens. And but those are conversations I'm sure you're thinking about. I'm having them with three or four guys around me, trying to figure out what's the best option.
Is there anything else for Tori? Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, sorry.
Story.